Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, I told one of my girlfriend's closest, like, best friends that I was planning on proposing this summer, and I wanted her to know ahead of time so that when it happened, she could be like, I already knew. He told me a few months ago. Plus, you know, I thought she'd be really excited for her, but that is not what happened.
So she wasn't really excited for her?
No. No, actually, she gave me this look and was like, you know what? I would wait. I'm not even sure Becca's ready for something like that right now.
Okay. Becca, that's your girlfriend?
Yeah. Sorry. Becca's my girlfriend. Yeah.
Okay. So you told Becca's friend, like, hey, I think I'm going to propose. And, you know, you thought she'd be like, oh, that's awesome. Congrats. I'm excited. But instead, she was like, nah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So I was like, yeah, you know, I think I'm gonna do it. And she was like, did you already buy the ring? And I was like, no, I'm not. You know, I've been looking. And she goes, yeah, okay.
Okay. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, super weird. But here's the other weird part. So we were at this cookout this past Saturday, and a completely different friend of Becca's is chatting with me, and out of nowhere she goes, I have to go to a wedding next weekend, and oh God, you know, I just hate weddings. Me and Becca were just talking about how much we just hate weddings. I don't think either of us are ever going to get married, you know, and just kept going on and on. And the whole conversation sort of just came out of nowhere. Like, I got the feeling that it wasn't an accident that she brought this up to me.
So,
you know?
So you think she said that because she was trying to steer you away from the proposal thing?
Oh yeah, 100%. I think that's what it was. I think she was trying to, like, be all smooth about it and clearly because I had talked to the other friend.
But why are her friends trying to stop you from proposing? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, is it too soon or something?
Not really. I don't think so. You know, we've been dating for almost like 2 years.
But you definitely feel like her friends are like, nah, don't do it.
That is 100% the impression they're giving me. Yeah.
Okay.
The question is like, why though? Because
she's not ready for a lifetime commitment yet.
And honestly, that would be fine if that's the reason. But I'm worried that it's something else that I don't know about.
Something else like what?
Well, like, I don't know, like either she's planning on breaking up with me or maybe there's somebody else that I don't know about and her friends do, you know?
Somebody you don't know about, but all her friends do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, we can figure that part out, I guess. Why don't we call up Becca and then see if we can find out the real reason why she might be ducking your proposal here?
Well, that's That's the other problem. She's working right now at a hospital, and she won't be able to answer the phone until she gets off at 3.
Oh. Well, then why did you call us then? I mean, if we can't get a hold of her, there's no way we can do this dirty work for you.
No, hold on. I think we still can do this. But what was the name of her friend that told you not to propose? Like, who was that girl?
The first time?
Yeah, the one that said, I don't think she's ready for that yet.
That was Hannah.
Okay. Do you have her number?
I can get it, yeah.
So I say we call her and trick her into telling us the real reason. That's what we need to do.
That's if she knows the reason.
Listen, I'm sure she knows the reason why she told him not to propose. Trust me, she's trying to stop him from doing this because she knows exactly why. This is how us women work.
So we're going to call Hannah and hopefully get the answer out of her as to the real reason Kevin shouldn't propose. And like he said, hang on a second, let me finish dialing here. There we go. Like he said, if it's just that she's not ready, that's one thing. But if it's because of somebody else, then something completely different.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Hannah, please?
This is Hannah.
Hey, Hannah, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you this morning?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
We're pretty awesome as well. I've never heard somebody say I'm awesome this early in the morning. How are you? I'm awesome. That's pretty cool.
Well, it's true.
I'm sure it is. All right, so listen, have you by any chance caught any of our awesome show so far this morning?
No, not yet. I was just at the gym, so I was listening to music that they were playing.
Okay, that's fine. So we're doing this segment this morning called Relationship Intervention. And basically the way it works is if somebody thinks they need to help with a relationship, they tell us why, and then they pick one person to help fix things. So we just got off the phone with Becca, and she was telling us about the situation with Kevin.
Okay.
So she said it was getting a little bit messy. I guess he told you he was thinking of proposing to her or something.
Yeah, he mentioned that to me.
Okay, and Becca said you did the right thing by trying to talk him out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we already heard the reason for all this from Becca, but tell us, like, in your own words, why you thought it would be a bad idea.
For him to propose?
Yeah.
I mean, I just told him that I didn't think Becca would be ready for a proposal right now in her life.
Yeah, but why?
Well, she's just got a lot of stuff going on. Like, I'm not sure right now would be the best time for something like that.
Okay. And, like, other stuff going on, what you mean is other guys.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, but that's what you meant.
Are you guys trying to get me in trouble right now?
No. Listen, Becca had just mentioned that Kevin wasn't the only guy in her life. That's all.
She told you that?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Basically, that Kevin wasn't the only guy she was into right now, and that makes a proposal, you know, pretty complicated.
Yeah, like, she's got sort of a love triangle going on right now. It's very soap opera-ish.
So, tell me a little bit about this other guy. Who is he?
Who, Rob?
Yeah, that's the guy she mentioned. Tell us about Rob.
Well, so, Rob is a guy we both had a crush on. He works at our gym. And at first, I flirted with him, but then he told me he was interested in Becca. So I was like, well, if you were looking for a side piece, he's interested.
Oh, and what did she say?
Well, I mean, she's been out with him a few times, just like drinks after work and stuff like that.
I gotcha. So I could see how that might complicate a proposal right now. She's not sure about committing to one guy permanently at this point.
Yeah, not really, which is honestly kind of sad because Kevin's such a great guy. I just hate to see him get his feelings hurt.
Yeah.
You're a little late for that.
Oh, whoops. Okay. Looks like somebody tried to cut in the line there. Sorry about that. Listen, Hannah, thanks for the help today with our little intervention. I think we figured out a lot today.
Sure, no problem. Tell Becca I love her and I'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Ouch, man. He sounded like really disappointed.
I know, but I'm so glad he didn't buy that ring yet. That is the silver lining.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.